Yes, so CRP21 includes a number of proposed changes to the commentary on Articles 10, 11, and 12. It also proposes changes in the second part, but we will deal with that subsequently, changes to the articles themselves to deal with the situation of the triangular case where the recipient is not in the same country as the beneficial owner, but we'll leave that one for the time being. So what the subcommittee did during its meeting on Friday and Saturday, it looked at the changes that are in there, which they had already endorsed at a previous meeting, but they realized that there were some modifications that needed to be made to the commentary of the OECD when it would be quoted in the UN commentary, because Article 12 is not the same in both models, and because Article 12A on fees for technical services also refers to beneficial owner and does not appear in the OECD model. So that's why decided to modify in minor respects the wording that you have in CRP21. For example, if you look at page 2, you have paragraph 13 of the commentary on Article 10. We decided to make a few changes to that. The first change is that we would not refer to beneficial ownership because, in case you haven't noticed, it's not used in either the OECD and UN model. What they use is beneficial owner, and there is a difference. So that's a different corrections that will be made. We will also use the formulation that we normally use when quoting the commentary of the OECD model. So we will not say, as it said right now, the commentary on 2017 OECD model contains the following relevant passages. We'll say something that will look like the committee considers that the relevant parts of the following relevant parts of the OECD commentary are applicable, which suggests that the committee approves those interpretation included in these paragraphs. So that would be with respect to the commentary on Article 10. With respect to the commentary on Article 11, that's page 5, paragraph 18, the same changes would be made, but there we would add that we've made some changes in brackets in the quotation to reflect the specificities of the UN model. And if you want to see what kind of changes would be made, go to paragraph 10.4 on page 8. If you look at the roughly the middle of the paragraph 10.4, you have a sentence in the OECD commentary that says, in the context of Articles 10 and 11, the term beneficial owner is intended, blah, blah, blah. Well, in the context of the UN model, it's Article 10, 11, 12, and 12A. So we need to adapt the wording, and we will do that as we've done in the past, as we've done in the 2017 UN commentary, by putting bracketed parts in the quotation. Article 12, the commentary, page 9, similar changes would be made. There's a little bit more changes to be made to that one because, again, Article 12 of the OECD model does not have a paragraph 2. It only refers to beneficial owner in paragraph 1. So we have to take into account the fact that this is not how it works in the UN commentary, in the UN model, and therefore we will have more bracketed parts in the commentary on Article 12. For those of you who wonder where is the part dealing with Article 12A, well, the people who drafted Article 12A were prescient, and they already dealt with all the issues on beneficial owner that were dealt with in the OECD commentary. They could do that because the OECD commentary was drafted in 2014, and the fees for technical article was drafted in 2017 for the UN model. So the commentary already has those references. So we don't need to change anything to 12, the commentary on 12A. Maybe I should pause there and before we address the second part, the changes to the articles themselves.
Yeah.